509 on WTMJ. Hope you are staying warm. We're going to be talking to meteorologist Brian Nesnansky in just a few minutes. My goodness. Talking about the negative 25 wind chill.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're so focused on that and next year's governor race in our state. Let's take a look at who's putting his hat in the race for Minnesota governor. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell. He came under fire after the 2020 election. You may remember Dominion Voting Systems sued him for defamation, alleging he repeatedly promoted false claims that Dominion machines rigged the 2020 election and harmed the company's reputation. A federal jury found Mike Lindell liable for defamation and ordered him to pay about $2.3 million in damages. So now he's running for governor. And it made me think about John Mercure saying the most memorable interview that he did during the RNC was when he talked to Mike Lindell. This is what Mike Lindell, this is real, what he told John Mercure, what he remembers about Milwaukee and his best memory.
And I know Milwaukee. I go back in the day when I was a crack addict. In my book, there's a lot of stories about Milwaukee here. And where I was the media's darling, and all of a sudden, the media's, they're hating me and attacking me and going, you know, he was a drug, you know, he used drugs. Well, I already told everybody I did that, you know. It's like, really? Is that a newsflash? Give me a break, you know.
That was the wildest interview. He was like, yeah, I do crack under this bridge in Milwaukee. It was... He said it multiple times in the interview.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't that weird?
That is super weird. But I was just thinking, you said $2.3 million in damages he had to pay? That's a lot of pillows, Julia. That's a lot of pillows.
It's a lot of pillows. Hey, if you also buy the pillow, it comes with all this other stuff.
Oh, wow.
No, I only know because it comes up on the commercials all the time, the MyPillow.
But here's the thing, too, with the state of Minnesota. We thought it was weird when Jesse the Body Ventura was running for governor, and I'm like, this is a pro wrestler, so I wouldn't just say, you know, don't worry about him. I mean, because he does have money, and a lot of times that can get you far. Let's just say that.
Well, one of the people still in the race for governor here in our state is a college student, one of them. Another one already dropped out. Bill Berrien, he's a business owner and a former Navy SEAL, and he was caught up in some allegations that he was following different sites that didn't go with his views. You can look that up yourself if you want to know more information on that, but he's no longer running. So, I mean, I just found it interesting that now we have the MyPillow guy and many other people putting their hat in the race for different things.
So. Yeah, yeah. I mean, clearly you don't have to have any experience to hold these positions.
It's 512 on WTMJ. Okay, coming up next, TMJ4 News chief political reporter Charles Benson. He has been in the courtroom all day with the Judge Hannah Dugan trial. He was able to see all the jurors that came up and answered all the questions, lots of political questions. They are now seated. He tells us what's next coming up.